Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, July 7th, 2009. Here's Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and again today we hope to share a word that will encourage you, both in an immediate way and possibly in a preventive way as well. Our message is titled, God is My Anchor. The scripture text is taken from Hebrews 6, verses 18 and 19.
We who have fled to take hold of the hope offered to us may be greatly encouraged. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure.
I just received a note from a longtime friend I haven't heard from for a while, giving me a brief update concerning his life. He's had some trials lately, but shared this interesting perspective of faith. He writes, "Today I received an email from one of my friends whose wife just ran off with another man and left him with 5 kids. He says, God is my anchor." And my friend goes on to state, "What troubles do I have compared with that?" Let me say I want to devote this message today to that particular man that's made that statement of faith. I pray that my friend, in turn, will send this message on to him.
We share a photo today at our site that was taken from Plymouth Harbor, and it's an anchor that sits out there on the bay. Though the anchor serves a ship much like the parking brake serves a car, it also holds a lot more meaning for the believer. Contemplate this thought-provoking quote. In order to realize the worth of the anchor, one needs to feel the stress of the storm. Let me repeat that again. In order to realize the worth of the anchor, one needs to feel the stress of the storm. Faith is put to the test and best demonstrated during the deepest trials of life.
Well, we have several anchor and sea photos up on the site today. I did take the one of Plymouth Harbor. I did not take the others, but they really do a good job of illustrating the message and use a portion of a hymn that I especially focus on today, titled, We Have an Anchor. Well, how thankful we should be for the blessed anchor of hope we have in Jesus. This anchor is firm and secure. The daily verse is the only place in the Bible where the word anchor is used figuratively. In fact, it is used literally in Acts 27 during Paul's shipwreck. The Greek word ankara, which of course we get our English word anchor from, is merely a transliteration of the word from the Greek. The anchor was used in the Greek world as a picture of hope.
Believers all throughout the ages have received assurance in their hearts as they consider the security an anchor provides in the midst of battering storms. I'm so gripped by the early part of the daily verse we share today. And let me quote it again. We who have fled to take hold of the hope offered to us may be greatly encouraged. Well, this hope is what the believer has fled to take hold of. We flee from all the worldly sources of temporal hope to the only true and lasting source of hope. Once we firmly take hold of this hope, we are indeed greatly encouraged.
Hope, as used in the Bible, is not a wishful thought, but a confident expectation of absolute certainty. The Holman Bible Dictionary offers this insight, and I quote, "Hope is the confidence that what God has done for us in the past guarantees our participation in what God will do for us in the future."
There are two qualities to this anchor of hope that may seem similar in the English, but indeed expresses two complementary truths. It's a firm and secure hope. It's as if the Holy Spirit wants to make it absolutely clear beyond the shadow of a doubt to us just how dependable this anchor is. How thankful we should be for the anchor of hope we have in Jesus. This anchor is firm and secure. This is the only place in the Bible that the word anchor is used figuratively. It is used literally in Acts 27 during Paul's shipwreck. The CCLI song database lists 79 songs that refer to the spiritual anchor, and this list doesn't even include many of the old hymns.
Well, today, we want to encourage you to take hold of this anchor that is immovable. It will weather the worst storm, pardon me. Truly, this anchor of hope we have in Jesus Christ is firm and secure. Rest in this blessed assurance today. Perhaps you're in that wind-tossed storm right now, or there may be a storm on the horizon. God and His Word provide the steady anchor and sure foundation. Today, let us focus on the immutable or unchangeable God, whose Word has promised, "You will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever. For the Lord is the rock eternal." That's from Isaiah 26, verses 3 and 4.
Let's pray together. Father, help us not to resent the storms of life or be fearful of their effects, much like we prepare for a ravaging storm by anchoring valuables to a firm foundation. Help us to anchor our hearts in the firm foundation of your word that will help us to withstand the testings and trials of life that are certain to come our way. Even as a ship is proven to be seaworthy over its lifetime, may our faith be proven trustworthy as we hold on to you, the anchor for our soul. Amen.
Amen. I have a quote I've used a number of times through the years in this series, but it's worth using again. It's from Jeremy Taylor, who wrote this about 350 years ago. It is interesting in that it embraces the timeline of the gospel journey. It is a great focus for the believer. Here's that quote. "Faith is the Christian's foundation. Hope is his anchor. Death is his harbor. Christ is his pilot. And heaven is his country." End quote. Well, thanks for joining us today. We do want to suggest just one song we have up, and I found a beautiful online version of the song using YouTube. It's not as long as I'd like it to be because it does include all the verses, but it's a great old hymn titled, "We Have an Anchor." And I've been so blessed. Brooks Eames heard me play it over and over today. It's sung by Robin Mark. It's got beautiful pictures. In fact, I've lifted and used some of these beautiful pictures on our site today as illustrated material as well. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message that we are sharing on Tuesday, July 7th, 2009. Well, today may God continually be your anchor.